Content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and here we are, Hump Day, December 28, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us this segment. And, of course, we've got the illustrious Ken McCarthy with us. And this guy, I mean, we got a new book out now. It's called Unraveling the COVID Con, Volume 2, from April 2020 and beyond. And, Ken, I got to tell you, it's good to have you. We're on video, by the way. For those of you who want to click on thepowerhour.com and go to our video platform, right there on the website, you can see this handsome-looking guy here talking to me on screen about this new book. And you have to understand something else, folks. The powers that be, the elite, do not like the contents of the book. They're banning it in the UK without coming right out and saying so. Isn't that right, sir?
Yeah, this book that we talked about on a previous call is consistently in the top 10 for medical ethics on Amazon, but you can't get it in the UK. They say they don't have it in stock, which is ridiculous because it's print on demand. There is no stock.
It's called the Nuremberg Code, and Ken is holding a picture of that up right there in the screen if you're watching us on video, folks. And see, we talked about the Nuremberg Code the last time that Ken was on, but see, now he's got this new book out, Unraveling the COVID Con. Now, Ken, is this available? Oh, there we go. I love the cover. All right. And so this is the thing. You got to understand that now, and this is the thing we're just reporting on here, that as of January 8th, Ken, China is going to allow tourists to flock out of the country. And a lot of them probably are either jabbed or sick or whatever the case may be. And I see them declaring another health emergency. We got to get out in front of this, which is why I'm glad you're here before the end of the year is out, because, I mean, we've got to start making some calls to our Congress people. I mean, if they do the same thing, what do you see happening? What's your take on this?
Oh, my God. I have to say that was news for me. I mean, China, I will say something really interesting. If you want, since we're talking about China, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, the fact that FBI and CIA agents and Democratic Party operatives have been infiltrating Twitter. Nobody mentions that several people on the Twitter high-ranking staff are former Chinese media employees.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know how that one slipped by.
I don't either, but that doesn't sound good to me, especially when it comes to censoring. Now, they've obviously eliminated a lot of those people from the staff, but the thing is that this news that we're getting now, they've got crematoriums overflowing in China. They're just literally stacking bodies on the floor now because the refrigerators are full. And they're dying like crazy, especially the CCP elites, according to the news reports. Now, and here, on the other hand, we have a German virologist, Dr. Christian Drosten, who we just talked about. You may or may not know the name, but he's declaring now we're not in a pandemic anymore. We're in an endemic. And the problem I have is, wait a minute. If you got China with all these lockdowns with zero COVID policy and 350 million people have it, something doesn't make sense here. Does it to you?
China is an endless mystery to me. I don't know what those guys are doing. The scary thing is we take our lead from them. I remember they were the ones that started with the lockdowns. And if you remember, we all looked at that in horror thinking, thank God they'll never do that here. And then a month later, they were doing that here. So, yeah, we have to pay attention to China. But I have no idea what their concept is. I really don't.
Yeah, it's almost anecdotal. But the thing that I'm looking at is, you know, when we're talking about this and the fact that, you know, whether you live or die, nobody cares. I mean, the Chinese are being left helpless because there, frankly, is not enough drugs. They have literally banned over-the-counter medicine, or heavily restricted it so you can't buy it if your kids get infected. I mean, and this is the same thing is happening now. Target has just announced that you're only allowed to buy two kids' health products. If you're, you know, if you go to the store and you're trying to buy health products, they're only allowing two per to walk out the door. And they're doing the same thing with these medicines that they were doing with toilet paper way back when this garbage started. And they say, sorry, but you can only take one big box of toilet paper out the store door. And the managers literally would come and take it out of your cart. And people were fighting in the aisles because people would come in and stack three or four of these things. I mean, it's just getting nuts. Are we looking at another pandemic again, based on what you know?
God, you know, I have to be honest. I don't know what's coming. I don't have a feeling. I think they'll telegraph it, but right now I don't have enough to go on. They better. I don't know if they can get away with another pandemic. I don't know if the world's going to permit it. I had a really interesting experience. I was over in England for a couple of days, and those folks aren't buying. By the way, I did a lot of traveling in November, many different countries. Nobody was wearing masks anywhere in any of the countries.
Wow.
I was in Turkey, which is, 80 million people. Istanbul, one of the biggest cities in Europe. Nobody was wearing a mask. I think three Japanese tourists in the whole city were wearing a mask. Nobody was wearing a mask in Portugal. Nobody was wearing a mask in Morocco. And British people are not wearing masks. So I think around the world, people are catching on that this is nonsense. So I don't know. They may try something, but I don't know what they're going to try next. I do notice that, speaking of England, they're now experimenting with climate change lockdowns. And the municipality of Oxford has introduced this idea of 15-minute radius. So you can only go within a 15-minute radius of your house walking. They're not going to implement it, but it's just they're just putting it on the board in case it becomes necessary.
This is just insanity. And then we've got the science, social credit scoring system. And now Volodymyr Zelensky now is saying, I'm ready to go to the WEF summit and participate with in all those folks and good folks in Davos. And he's going to pitch him for money. The truth is now starting to come out, folks, about and the allegiance of all these congressmen and senators in Washington, these warmongers out there like McConnell and Lindsey Graham. Lindsey, yeah. I need some dental work done. Graham, I mean, this is a guy that is out there talking about giving $110 billion to Ukraine. And for what? Is it going to get funneled back into the Democratic Party like before? I mean, we're hearing all of this stuff. But in the meantime, see, while all this is going on, you've been having some interviews on Truth Jihad Radio about the scamdemic, about you've actually put out a report on BrassCheckTV.com, which is one of your websites, talking about the scam deconstructed. How did you go about, I guess, if I use the word reverse engineering, would that be fair?
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's just simple reverse engineering. And I'm not an engineer, but I am a persuasion expert and a marketing expert. And so I know all the tricks. And so as I would see these things unfold, it was very easy for me to deconstruct them. So the book is interesting because it starts in April 2020, which is when all this got going. And I was already pointing out all the flaws in their story. We also were the first people to introduce the idea that there's a linkage between Fauci's AIDS fraud and Fauci's COVID fraud. And we put that out again, also spring of 2020. That happens to be in the Robert F. Kennedy book. It was cited, I think, 26 times. I also talk about the great 1918 flu fraud, which I don't think anybody really talks about that. But that was the basis for the COVID fraud. They said, well, you know, we once had this terrible flu. It killed hundreds of millions of people and it could come back. And they've been banging that drum for years and years. And I show how that story is a fraud as well. So that's some of the things that are in the book.
So, I mean, this is like Nazi science, virtually,
yeah,
from what you're saying.
And I also have a chapter on Nazi science, on how our medical system is taking on all the characteristics of the medical system under the Nazis. And what the Nazis did was they threw out all their Jewish physicians. They fired them from state positions, public health positions, university positions, hospital positions. And who did they replace them with? Card-carrying Nazi Party members who happened to be MDs. And there were more people in the medical profession who had a Nazi Party card than in any other profession in Germany during the Nazi era. They were the most Nazified people in Germany. So we talk about that in the book. A lot of things that still are not on the public radar, but things that I talked about in 2020. So I thought I better put all this in a book so people can read about it. Hey, speaking about Ukraine a little bit, I don't know if this got out, but he sent money. He was dealing with, you know, that Bitcoin company that failed. So
Sam Bankman-Fried. Yeah.
He was dealing with them.
My.
Yeah.
Well, see, and it makes you wonder if he wasn't sending money through FTX and that money wasn't getting funneled back to Washington, D.C. and the Democrats, which is where the allegations are right now. And we have to point out that they are soon to be investigated, because I think that when the Republican controlled House takes over, you talk about lame duck. I mean, I see one investigation after another into Hunter Biden, his connection to Ukraine, his connection to China, how much money Daddy Joe got. I mean, the truth is going to come out, and they're going to have all these, a whole parade of people coming in front of it. It's going to turn into one big shift show, and there's going to be nothing but one argument after another. And that's what lame duck sessions are good for, is sitting there and continuing the divisiveness that has paralyzed this country the last 2.5 years. You have to understand, folks, that Ken McCarthy has been involved in he's one of the original pioneers that helped commercialize the internet. And he was working with then 23-year-old co-founder of Netscape, Mark Andreessen, as the featured speaker. And of course, he put out the first article on email advertising. So, you know, we're talking about marketing. And you've seen what the media has done to this country. And that's one of the reasons why I actually did, in front of Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a presentation on how the left-wing media destroyed America. This is exactly the same kind of hype that Ken talks about in the book, right?
Absolutely. And you know, that whole social media thing is a scam, as we now know. It was all controlled. Facebook was controlled. Twitter was controlled. And who was it controlled by? Left-wing lunatics. And that gave the impression that this is how Americans think, Americans believe in these things, they're behind all this nonsense, and anything could be further from the truth. So it's interesting. We'll see what Elon Musk is able to do with Twitter. Facebook's going to keep rolling along. But that was a scam. You know, social media was a scam because it's not truly social. It's a mirage of social media. As we know, certain voices are censored, other voices are amplified, and the people in the control booth were controlling the whole thing. It was not truly social media.
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me in the least that ABC News just lost a producer, Mr. Tejeda. Dax Tejeda died all of a sudden at the age 37 of a heart attack. And nobody's talking about it at ABC News about whether he got the jab or not. But I would suspect his heart attack was caused by that. And there are people are calling the show that are very much aware of the fact that this is, they call it the clot shot for a reason. And this is largely in part of what is causing this problem. Ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We have probably one of the most knowledgeable researchers on this subject matter on the line with us right now. You can watch us on video streaming on thepowerhour.com. And so it's always better when you can actually see two people having a conversation, which is the beauty about freedom of speech right now, folks, because it's all, you know, it's really strange. It's all the back channels that have it. We're also, doing rebroadcasts for the moment on Rumble and Brighteon. So if you miss us today, you can see us there. We're trying to get live stream on Rumble and Brighteon right now. It's a big technological thing to get yourself out there. And we're not there yet, but we're hoping to after the first of the year. So no pressure, Todd. No pressure. That's our board op out there that has been working feverishly to get us connected here so that everybody can see us on camera. If you've got phone calls and you got questions, Ken McCarthy has done an insane amount of research on this, has been for a long time. And what would you say probably the things we haven't heard from frontline doctors? Have you changed your viewpoint the last time we talked about whether or not this is one crazy depopulation effort?
It's starting to sure look like one. We're working with a guy named Scott Sherrar, who's he might have had on your show.
Yeah, Scott Sherrar. We've had him on the show that murdered his daughter in the hospital.
And you know, they say by statistics that if you were developmentally disabled, they call it, you were 4 to 7 times more likely to die of COVID. Well, were they dying of COVID, or were they just using that as an excuse to murder these people? And in Scott's case and his daughter, Grace, it looks like they straight up murdered her.
Well, I would I'd be looking at the discovery when he files a lawsuit against him. Yeah. And they're going to go, hey, you didn't treat her with the drugs that you said you were going to treat her with. You treated her with other drugs that contraindicated each other and killed her. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. And I would get her all of her protocols, all of her med charts. I mean, I'd be laying out discovery like in depositions like nobody's business, and they're probably going to get to the bottom of it. And I've had Scott on the show twice, and sadly, I mean, it's pretty scary that they've turned hospitals into death camps because the government incentivized them to make up to $300,000 a head every time they kill somebody. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Ken McCarthy. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Did you have to take the shot to be able to get back into the country?
No, I wouldn't have. If that was the case, I never would have left. No, they let Americans.
How did you get around that?
No, Americans can get back in now without. I think always. I don't think they ever banned Americans from entering the country without the shot. But if you're a foreigner, you can't get in if you don't have the shot.
Now, what about going the other way?
Always, I mean, I can tell you I didn't get any shots, but always, and nobody asked me if I did, but always check everything, especially if it's your body. But my understanding is Americans can come and go, assuming you're allowed in the country that you're trying to get to. But I'm telling you, there was no COVID hysteria in any of the countries I went to. Not a whiff of it.
Now, Sherry,
right,
I'm going to. Yeah, all right. I appreciate that. But I'm going to go ahead. Sherry, I'm going to go the other direction. Stay with me. The direction that you're going, you went to England. What did you confront anything in England where you were questioned or asked or given a swab up the nose or any of that stuff?
None of that. But I will tell you something funny. I had a roll of 20s in my pocket, and I went through security and the buzzer rang. And they said, empty your pockets. I am, because, you know, I believe in cash because, you know, your credit card could go bad and you're in a foreign country. You better have some money or you're not getting home. And so I pulled out my cash and they acted like I brought out a radioactive bomb or something. And they stood me up there for an hour. You shouldn't be carrying cash. I'm like, well, count it. It's way less than $10,000. Well, we'll have to get an official counter to come and count it. I'm like, I'll count it right in front of you right here. Yeah, it was madness. It was mad. But finally, they let me in.
And that is insane.
One of the security guys goes, well, it was a gal, said, well, I don't even carry cash. I'm like, well, good for you. I do, you know. And then she said, this is comical. She goes, and I go, how much is it? And I go, honestly, I don't know because I've spent some of it down. You don't know how much money is in your pocket? I said, I bet if we stopped 100 people here and asked them to the penny what's in their pocket, they couldn't tell you. Why am I son? So anyway, that was the one hassle I had in 45 days on the road trying to leave England with some $20 bills in my pocket.
Wow. Yeah. And so you didn't have any problems other than the money. You didn't have any problems with any of the COVID. See, because there are a lot of Americans that would like to travel and they're scared because coming back into the country, it's like, well, when you came back into the U.S., did they stick a swab up your nose?
No, not at all.
Thank God for that. All right. At least not now. Not now. And so that's what I was trying to do, Sherry, is go the other direction with this thing and figure out, because what we know about China and these tourists potentially could come over here into this country and start this nonsense up again and force the government to change its policy. And again, we're not going to be able to travel. And so many people want to visit other countries right now. And it's good, Ken, that you were there and you had boots on. This is our boots on the ground. And Sherry, we appreciate your call. I just wanted to make sure that you were in on that conversation, because I'm looking at both ends of the equation here, because even though Ken went through what he went through, I just want to make sure that, you know, and see, the thing is that I traded for all my euros and everything else before I went into Ireland. And so I had euros in my possession rather than dollars. And I had pounds in my possession and pence in my possession. So all of this was already converted to foreign currency through my bank here in America before I went over there in 2019, right before this nonsense started. So phone lines are still open, folks, if you want to chime in. We get about 3 minutes of the break here with Ken McCarthy. We're going to be on for the rest of the hour through this segment. So, you know, just because you couldn't get in right now doesn't mean you can't pick up the phone and call 844-877-2944. I've got the number all mixed up. You know what it is if you got it on speed dial. Here's the thing, and you can also watch us live because we're on video now. We had somebody, Alexander Bruce, yesterday on our show, and she's also on American Media Periscope. You've been on there probably a number of times and still continue to speak on that platform. The overall platform itself, are they pretty much siding with everything you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't been on in a while, but yeah, we didn't have any major conflicts over anything.
What are the biggest cons that you're finding out as far as, you know, things that you talk about in the book? I want people to buy this thing and get educated. That's one of the reasons why I'm asking these questions, not to get you to read chapter after chapter and verse after verse of what's in the book. But, you know, I'm kind of curious as to, you know, besides the fact it was a big psyop and we know what the media was doing, what are some of the bigger cons that you talk about in the book?
Well, it's important to know they've been setting this up for at least 40 years, right? And that's why I have a whole chapter on the 1918 flu, the great flu. And, you know, that was during World War One. People were starving in Europe. There were over 300 food riots in Germany alone during World War One, which gives you an indication of how hungry people were. It was a bad time, and a lot of people got sick, and they didn't get proper medical treatment and died. And they attributed it all to the great flu. Somebody did a head count in the 1920s and said maybe about 20 million people died worldwide. Okay. Then nobody said a word until Fauci was in at NIH. And suddenly there became a cottage industry in recalculating how many people died during the great flu. So after ignoring the subject for 60 years with all the evidence gone, books started coming out saying it wasn't 20 million, it was 50 million. And then that got escalated to 100 million. So for the last 40 years, they've been banging this drum that, oh, there's these infectious diseases out there. Oh, they're so bad. We got to be ready. We got to be ready. For 40 years, they've been saying this, right? And that became the foundation that they laid COVID on, because they basically brainwashed an entire generation of doctors and public health officials. You know, you don't have epidemics unless people are sick, hungry, and at war. You know, people don't suddenly, everybody catch a disease all at once. It just doesn't happen unless there's other external factors going on, like the news media, you know, terrifying. There's one thing I do want to say about Grace's case. People may be shocked and say, oh, they wouldn't kill anybody in a hospital. Well, how many people saw news clips where doctors and nurses were saying, well, we don't feel like treating the people that didn't get vaccinated? Can you imagine a doctor saying that? Saying, well, I don't feel like treating an African-American, or I don't feel like treating a Jewish person, or, oh, I don't feel like treating a Christian. But they were comfortable saying, we don't feel like treating people that didn't get the vaccination. And we only saw the tiniest tip of the iceberg of that attitude. How many thousands, tens of thousands of so-called medical professionals had this negative attitude towards people? By the way, one of the things they put in Grace's charts, besides that she had Down syndrome, they mentioned that she was a Christian about half a dozen times. What does that have to do with her health profile?
Good question. In fact, I had a TNM meeting last night where I'm at because I'm the local coordinator for Texas Nationalist Movement. And one of my participants, who was a lobbyist for TNM, said her doctor fired her because he found out she wasn't vaccinated. That is the first time I've heard from somebody in the state of Texas that their doctor fired him and said, I'm going to tell whatever physician requests the records that you're not vaccinated. And I'm just like, you know what? I think, you know, it's like do no harm. That doesn't mean do not treat. This is a real problem. I think our whole Hippocratic Oath has just gone right down the toilet. This is just insane, folks. We're 28 minutes after the hour right now. We are at the bottom of the hour break. We're going to be back with Ken McCarthy at about 34 minutes after. If you've got any questions at all about what's going on, the new book is Unraveling the COVID Con. The number is 844-769-2944. Get on it and be ready when we come back from the break. Stay with us.
Clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with Optivita vitamin C and an Optivita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. now as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Central Time here, Wednesday, December 28, 2022, our Hump Day edition here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and Ken McCarthy is joining us on Skype. And of course, you can watch us live on video right now because we are plugged in. And if you go to thepowerhour.com, you can click on the video link and watch the show live right now, live streaming. So you can see human bodies interacting on the screen, exercising their First Amendment rights, right, Ken?
Exactly.
You got to love it. See, here's the thing. While we still have those rights, because so many people have come on, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, I mean, you name it. The big boys have been on here and they said, hey, once they kill the First Amendment, that's when the real killing starts. And so all of these sinister things, even with, and you may have some insight on this, after the first of the year, Congress gets sworn in, the new GOP House is going to start investigating Fauci. Are they going to find anything out you already have exposed? that's why I call it a shift show, because it virtually is the same joke that we have known for forever and a day, ever since this bloody thing started. So what's your take on all this?
They're going to have to work awfully hard to catch up with where I was 2 years ago. Is anybody going to mention the fact that Fauci's wife is the head of ethics and human experimentation standards for the NIH? I mean, when does that become news? That's just, how can that not be known by every living American? So in other words, she's the one that signed off on every unethical thing they did and made it ethical. And by the way, that's a big problem we have. we have this whole industry of medical ethicists. And did any of them stand up for citizens' rights, for their rights to be treated by hospitals and not abused, their rights to say no to experimental vaccinations? They were completely silent. They were the dog that didn't bark. They were the watchdog that didn't bark. And I did a little looking into that, and I discovered that the entire medical ethics profession is bought and sold. You can't be in that profession unless you play ball, and playing ball during COVID and then say absolutely nothing. We mailed a registered letter to 75 medical ethics experts at Harvard, Stanford, NIH, FDA. We showed them this book. We sent them this book. We didn't just send them a letter. We sent them the book. We said, you know, it's the 75th anniversary of the Nuremberg Code, which is the most important document in medical ethics. Nobody debates that. Could you tell us what you did this year to commemorate that? And we'll put it in our annual yearbook. We got one response from 75 people.
And?
Well, he said, no, we didn't. At least he was honest. He said, no, we didn't do anything, but we do teach it in our courses. All right, so at least he had the courtesy. At least he had the courtesy to respond to me. 74 of them didn't even acknowledge the letter or receiving the book.
Wow.
And this is, by the way, this is the only, if you want to own a copy of the Nuremberg Code right now, this is the only, other than on the internet, this is the only physical copy you can get from our book on Amazon. And this is that's like saying to a constitutional lawyer, did you commemorate the 200th anniversary of the Constitution? Then he goes, well, I never got around to it. Wow. You know, we were busy.
Wow. See, and we have these copies of the Constitution right here at the Power Mall. So, folks, if you want a pocket copy, you know where to get it. All right. That's the thing that, you know, we have to stress, folks. And I said this at the beginning of the show, that if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. I mean, that's the thing. That's why knowledge is power. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Ken McCarthy. Go ahead.
60 Minutes did a show on the placebo with the Harvard Medical School. Harvard Medical School had to through Freedom of Information, to get all the results back to find out. You can still watch the series on 60 Minutes, but the placebo had as good, I mean, it was 50%. It worked 50% of the time is what I'm trying to say, just like the medicine. Now, take the COVID and take these jabs. How many of those were just placebos? And how many times did the taxpayers pay for a placebo?
It's a good question.
I'm telling you, it's the biggest ripoff in the history of this country.
And you may
remember. That's all I got to say.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, Tim. This is a multifaceted question here, Ken. Go ahead.
Sam may remember this, and some people may remember. Remember when they originally launched the vaccine and they said it had to be kept at super cold temperature from the plant all the way on the plane, all the way? That they threw that out really early on. They just gave up on that. So how did that happen? You know, another thing really horrifying is there is a way to give a vaccination injection. You're supposed to inject it, assuming you believe in all this stuff, you're supposed to inject it into the muscle, not into the bloodstream. And in order to avoid putting it in the muscle, you do something called aspirate. You stick the needle in and you pull the plunger out. And if blood comes, you know, oops, I'm in a capillary or a vein. I better try again. China did it right. Hong Kong did it right. Thailand did it right. India did it right. The U.S. had on the CDC website, don't worry about aspirating. How many of the people that had really bad adverse reactions do you think they had that adverse reaction because instead of having the thing in the muscle, it went right into their bloodstream? And nobody's asking that question.
Ah, but they line up at the damn grocery store to get the jab, which and all the employees who are uneducated, they're not scientists, and they're certainly damn near not medical professionals as we know it, sit there and rattle off the same crap that it's safe and effective. And I'm just like, no, no way. And everybody that lines up at my local grocery store, I just sit there and shake my head at them and going, you stupid fool. And you're going to come out of there and, like Michael Yaden says, and I'm sure you've seen plenty of his interviews, buddy, you got 3 to 5 years and they're going to be putting you 6 feet under.
It's possible. I mean, we know for a fact it's not effective by their own admission now. It doesn't keep you from getting it. It doesn't keep you from spreading it. What was the point? And as for the safe, you can just go to the VAERS report, which is the government's own statistics, and see this is the most deadly vaccine in ever by a huge exponential amount. So safe and effective, it is not.
Well, that's so you, but but Ken, you got 53 people that got the flu shot and they were dying. And they said, oh, we can't have that anymore. But yet how many millions of people are dead because of the vaccine? And they still want to give it. It's like something doesn't make sense here, which leads me right back to the depopulation argument. Yeah. And we were talking about the kill switch yesterday with Alexander Bruce. And the thing is that, you know, once they flip on 5G and literally can start messing with the graphene oxide, it's the people that have taken the jab that are actually the ones that are at higher risk than the unvaccinated, which is, that makes all the sense in the world. I mean, does it to you?
I think there are even now some mainstream medical studies that are showing if you did get these vaccines, you're more likely to have a bad reaction to COVID. I think that's even, I mean, they're not publicizing it, but you can actually find serious scientific papers and serious journals that are saying that. So yeah, the 5G thing, I mean, the 5G is obviously a scam because Dave, do you personally need to be able to download music 3 seconds faster? Did any of us ask for that? You know, and they're acting like they're doing us some great favor. Yeah.
No, but right there it says 5G on the corner of my phone. And I'm like, damn, they got in here because I was at 4G for so long. And yeah. Now all of a sudden now here's the towers. And I'm just like, yep, that's why I keep the cell phone, you know, quite a distance away from me because I don't want that stuff, you know, that EMF anywhere near me. And the thing is that a lot of our audience is aware of the EMF. But when it comes to COVID and the kill switch, I mean, you're looking at graphene oxide floating around in the system. They're not telling you about that. They didn't disclose it in their patents. None of it's there. Now, there was that I saw on I'm having a brain fart here. And it was on one of the websites, and they were talking about the fact that the particular patent in figure number 4, and this is Moderna TX, and on that website it shows what looks like some sort of a mesh appearing out of the syringe. And the lipid nanoparticle apparently is encapsulating something that if they were to use 5G or a certain amount of EMF, they would be able to actually open up that nanoparticle and let the toxins out. So I'm not sure how far in your research you've gotten with stuff like this. I mean, does this make any sense?
It could. I don't make a specialty of that. I'm just looking for the obvious lies in the way they market it to us. But yeah, I mean, they've got all kinds of money to work on all kinds of things. And you know, it's certainly technically possible what you're describing. It wouldn't be that hard to do, I guess. But I don't know. I don't look into that stuff. I just look into what's just obvious. You know, one of the things I'd like to talk about, going back to this Nazi medical practice, you know, there was this movement in the United States called eugenics, and it sounds lovely, right? But basically, it said that we should give power to decision makers to basically decide who's worth living and who's not. So if somebody has a handicap, maybe we'll just kill them to make society better. I mean, this sounds insane, but this is like widespread and has been widespread in this country, and it went to Germany and the Germans implemented it. A lot of people don't know, for example, that the Holocaust, which we're all familiar with, started with the murder of disabled infants. That's the very first project that the Holocaust had. They, you know, some children are born with difficulties, and the doctors and nurses, because they were the ones that did the killing, were instructed by their higher ups, go find these kids, convince the parents to give them up, pretend you're going to treat them. And they brought them to a center and just flat out murdered them, either starved them to death or injected them with poison. This is, by the way, not a conspiracy theory. This is history that is absolutely known and documented. No historian debates it. This is what they did. And then they started killing handicapped children, handicapped elderly people, and all of the cyclon, the gas, killing lots of people at one time. All that was perfected on killing the handicapped. Right.
And so, see, in Canada, they got the MAID program out now where they literally will assist you in killing yourself.
Yeah. And we see people killing themselves because they're temporarily broke. I mean, that's supposedly an okay justification for someone to commit suicide now and for the government to encourage it, because they're not just allowing it, they're encouraging it and enabling it. So there's definitely, I have no doubt, because it's been in place for over 100 years, there is what they call a eugenics program, which basically says smarter people than you get to decide who lives and dies. And the Nazis took it full way and just started murdering the people they didn't think deserved to live. However, I think we had that in this country with COVID. And I go back to this. You had doctors and nurses on TV proudly saying that they didn't feel like treating, i.e. providing medical services to people that weren't vaccinated. That is such an incredible violation of medical ethics. And yet it went by. Nobody questioned it. Nobody commented it. But if you look at what's the logical conclusion of that? The logical conclusion is, well, we won't treat this person to keep them alive. And maybe we'll help this person die faster, which I think is absolutely what happened in the case of Scott's daughter, Grace. And here we got to go back to this. Why did 4 to 7 times, not 4 to 7%, 4 to 7 times more developmentally disabled people with various mental challenges, why did they die at a 4 times rate of an average person? There's nothing that says you're going to have lung problems just because you're developmentally disabled, because you have Down syndrome. But I did a little research and I see all kinds of articles. They're trying to cover their tracks. They're saying, well, if you're developmentally disabled, you probably live in a group home and therefore you're more likely to get COVID and have a bad outcome. That's not scientifically sound or medically sound. It's bullshit. Pardon my French if that's – I didn't mean to be crude on the air here.
Wow, it got out.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what? Free speech. As far as I'm concerned, I've wanted to – when we do TGIF, I say, thank God it's Friday, or the government is, use your own F-bomb.
Gotcha.
So, we don't have a problem with certain things. I mean, I know what the FCC would like to do is taking us off the air. But the fact of the matter is, bullpucky is exactly what it is. And the bigger problem that we have is they keep lying to us.
Yeah. I mean, we need an answer to this simple question. Why was somebody with Down syndrome statistically 4 or more times likely to die of COVID? That needs to be answered because there's no logical medical or scientific answer. And we have at least one documented case of Scott and his daughter, Grace, where they were absolutely biased against her for having Down syndrome.
Well, what bothers me more about that is, what these doctors and nurses were told and how much money the hospital got for doing what they did. I would be deposing people left and right. And I take it you're going to be covering this lawsuit in more detail. I know he's going to sue the hospital.
Yeah, I'm following it every step of the way. And we did a show on Brass Check with Scott and Vera Shirov, who was my co-author with this book. And, she's a Holocaust survivor. And she's also an expert in knowing what pharma is up to because she lost a son to pharma malfeasance. He was prescribed a drug that was really dangerous. The doctor didn't know what he was doing. The warning wasn't out. And her son died. And that became her life to try to understand what was going on. And as she worked through the corruption of the pharma industry and she started looking at her own history of being a Holocaust survivor, she started looking at the German medical system and how it got perverted. And I think it's fair to say our medical system in the United States is perverted, no matter what you whether they're deliberately killing people or not, or it is perverted. It is a bad system. We know that because we pay more for medical services than any other country in the world by far. And we get the worst results of any developed country by far. It's interesting, talking about kind of going off on a tangent, but when I was in Morocco, I was in the rural parts, countryside. And those people don't take drugs. They go out and find the appropriate herb and they take it and they're like, we're fine, And it was so interesting to be in a society where that was the norm. There are no drug stores in the desert. And it occurred to me, this is such a simple concept, but when you take a drug, sometimes maybe you need a drug, I don't know. There's no nutrition in that drug. But if you have a cold and you take thyme or oregano, right? You're not only getting something to counteract the cold, you're getting nutrition as well. Whereas when you're taking a pharmaceutical drug, you're getting a poison that your body has to deal with that may or may not work. So I think these country people living out of the reaches of the world WEF, I think they're better off. They looked healthier, I'll tell you that. The kids looked super healthy. Mentally healthy, friendly, having fun, walking 10 miles back and forth to school every day. I mean, it was another world. It was very eye-opening.
Yeah, it's amazing. The Daily Caller was just reporting that Twitter has suspended another doctor for citing some truisms about COVID and facts about COVID-19. And every time somebody comes out, they're calling it disinformation. The PSYOP still continues. I am surprised at Twitter, you know, even though they got rid of Jim Baker and all of these things that we know about, and then they're going to start this investigation on Hunter Biden. Have you found that what we suspect about these bioweapons labs in Ukraine, do they exist, to your knowledge?
I have no question, no doubt. Absolutely. They're not disputable. What's weird is nobody's talking about it. Yeah, they offshored. They just like they offshored dangerous research to Wuhan, they offshored the dangerous research to Ukraine. Absolutely no doubt. And I mean, God knows what they're up to there. But by the way, I was banned by Twitter in 2021 for asking why in March of 2020 journalists were saying that we were going to have a vaccine that was going to save the day. How could they possibly know? And that got me banned. And I have appealed. They don't even answer my appeals. And I'm still off Twitter myself.
Well, you know, the Texas nationalist movement was every time somebody who was a member of TNM posted texitnow.org on their post, their post was immediately removed. And so we sued. TNM sued Facebook, and Facebook capitulated, and now we're arguing over attorney's fees and costs. I am surprised that more people haven't contacted Paul Davis, because he's the attorney for TNM. He's a Texas lawyer that basically he was censored as well, and he is suing Facebook as well. I'm surprised more people haven't started filing lawsuits about this censorship. This stuff is just going to keep going until, you know, some of these lawsuits get decided and these tech companies start paying out big bucks. And possibly even Section 230 gets repealed. I don't even know if you see that happening, Ken.
That would be the best thing on earth if that happened. You know, they're getting all the benefits and they're paying none of the price. And that's just, it's wrong. That was a Bill Clinton operation. You know, every evil that we're facing today, even the perversion of the vaccine courts, you know, the vaccine courts have been around since the 80s. After the swine flu debacle. And it used to be fair. They used to pay people. And now under Clinton, they turned the thing completely around and made it very adversarial. So when you go and file a claim with the government for being injured, because you have to file a claim with the government, you can't go to the people that injured you, they're immune. Now you get intense adversarial action from the Department of Justice just for trying to get compensation for an injured child or a dead spouse. You know, and that's one of the things that the Clintons pulled off in the 90s.
Yeah. So what's the skinny on VAERS? Are you still, does your research and everything that you've done still show that we're only looking at 1% of the actual real statistics, and that you can take that figure that's being reported on VAERS and multiply that times 100 to get the more accurate figure?
You know, I've seen people do those kind of calculations, and even if you just look at the numbers as they are, right, without even changing them one bit, they're horrifying, right? So maybe it's probably more because number one, a lot of people that get injured don't add up and realize that, my God, it was the vaccine that injured me. I've got a friend, guy can't walk now. It's three weeks after the vaccine, he can't see that the vaccine did it to him. So you have all those people that don't make the connection. Then you have the doctors that will not file the reports. So I think it's a very safe bet that whatever the VAERS system shows, it's a multiple of that. What the multiple is, I don't know. And everybody can go to a website called OpenVAERS, VAERS.com, and just see the numbers. These are the government's own numbers. This is the FDA, CDC collaboration. These are their own numbers. Like, this is not so we don't need conspiracy theories, or we don't need to speculate. We don't need to wonder. We can go to the government's own database and see that this is a massive public health catastrophe.
Okay. Victor in Michigan, you are on with Ken McCarthy. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Spanish flu, there's a site called Vaccine Impact, vaccineimpact.com. Kevin Berry went into the NIH medical archives like 6 or 8 years ago and discovered that the Fort Riley, Kansas was the epicenter for all the injections that caused, it was a pneumococcus pneumonia bacterium. Via the Rockefeller Institute that was injected into all the American GIs. And like 20,000 autopsies proved this fact when they recovered the pathogen in the corpses, okay? So you got that, vaccineimpact.com. Then you got healthimpactnews.com, healthimpactnews.com. Alex Newman, and he's got a compendium of morbidity and mortality data that's totally stunning, including a compendium of world-class athletes that have died over the past, I think it's up to 2,000.
Wow.
Okay, and then I want to interject that 4 years ago, maybe three, True News, I don't know if your guest knows about this, he mentioned eugenics. Rick Wiles, True News, they did a four-hour documentary on Planned Parenthood, and they only got through the first installment, the first 2 hours, and they documented, maybe they did go the whole four, but anyway, they documented that it was organized and funded by a Bolshevik Talmudic Jews in New York City in 1917. How about that? 1917, the same time that the Wall Street Talmudic Kabbalah.
Appreciate
there,
that.
There are corrupt bankers of all ethnicities, Chinese, German, English, and some Jewish, but I'm not going there.
Well, they financed both sides of the war, and we know that. We've actually had Alex Newman on the show.
The bank.
Alex Newman said it was the depopulation effort. That's what he has maintained all along.
Oh, World War I was a population reduction effort. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, they kept those boys in those trenches for years, killing each other pointlessly. What was that all about? That made no military sense, no strategic sense, no economic sense. And they managed to eliminate a lot of young men off the planet. And that was, when they say population control, doesn't mean they're going to eliminate the whole population, but they're going to carve out huge parts of it.
Yep, there you have it. We're out of time right now for this particular segment of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Ken McCarthy, thanks so much for being on the show. Man, today we get some crazy topic. The book is called Unraveling the COVID Con.
The blue version.
The blue version, right there. Yep, there you have it. You can get it on Amazon.com. Ken, we appreciate you. Thanks for being on the show. We'll have you back on again real soon. Obviously, the research continues. Want to find out more about what you know about what happened to Grace Sharup. And we'll get to that later on. But we're out of time now. Dave Krieger with you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America, what's left of it, if you can keep it. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, hey, man. Good. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.